Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
We have more penis news. It's a liquid explosive, which is famously unstable, so much so that it can blow you sky high if you drop a bottle of it on the floor.
Nitroglycerin?
That's right. In a special gel form, nitroglycerin has found an unexpected new use as an erectile dysfunction medication, which men massage into their male members.
Oh, really?
A trial of anti-impotence nitroglycerin gel at University College Hospital found it worked 12 times faster than Viagra and cured impotence in 7 out of 10 cases.
It also made your balls explode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Within 5 minutes, 44% of men were able to achieve an erection after rubbing it into their penises.
Yikes.
It's a gel as opposed to a... It's a topical thing instead of a pill.
Exactly.
Hmm.
All right. 44% of men were able to achieve an erection after rubbing it into their penises. 44% of men are able to achieve an erection after rubbing
anything yes.
into their penis.
You could have put potato salad in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Last week we were talking about Don Martin. Remember who he was, Christy?
Don Martin. No, remind me.
Didn't he host
Laugh In?
No, that was...
You're not helping. He was the famous artist for Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah. Who made all the funny sounds.
And he would, mm-hmm. he would draw. His drawings were great. Mm-hmm. Any especially male of a certain age will know Don Martin's
right.
drawings. They were brilliant.
Yes.
They remain brilliant. But he would always have these funny sounds he would write.
Like splat or...
Right. Sputter.
Right.
Like for this one, you know, you could just see this guy rubbing nitro on his... male member, and just before the explosion, he'd write "sprong,"
kaboom,
fire in the hole.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, though. I mean, don't you think?
Don't you take nitroglycerin for your heart? Is that
you do, or
have it on hand? Yeah,
well he has it on hand.
If you have any angina, yeah.
You don't rub it on, though.
It opens up all your arteries and gives you a really cool headache.
Well, if it opens your arteries, that's probably why it works for
right.
That would make
that's
sense.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to be careful carrying the stuff around?
Well, I'm sure it's not explosive in that small of a dose.
You got me.
Yeah, it's like those fireworks that you hold and throw down on
snap
the ground.
Snap and pops?
It's not like,
yeah.
Snap and pops?
It's not like
yeah.
Chick throws his pills on the floor and they explode.
If they did, he wouldn't have any left because we'd be doing it all every break. Give me some more pills, Chick. I want to blow stuff up.
Nitro.
Kaboom.
Huh.
So the kid got his male member stuck in a shampoo bottle.
What? We're back
they
to
talk
that?
About it on the
That's
holidays.
Why they shouldn't call it Head and Shoulders.
Oh.
Yeah. He was in for a disappointment.
And don't Google.
We have a great Head and Shoulders tribute we're not allowed to play.
Don't Google
yeah, no, that makes me sad.
Things that men have gotten caught on their penis.
No, don't Google that.
A wide array, is it?
Well, then you get into what they used before they had access to a manufactured device.
Oh, really?
Yeah, different things like cocoa butter. What was it? Cocoa butter and a leather couch cushion.
Oh.
A lot of stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up,
one guy had a plastic bag with a slice of ham in each one.
What?
So you looked it up, huh?
You looked it up and that came up?
Was it honey-baked ham?
Well,
sorry,
you know, you can dream.
Ace is our engineer.
Ace is very
upset.
Ace has a dream.
Dean is going to remind me when I get off. I will go get a honey-baked ham today. They're delicious. I'm having it for breakfast.
You know what's really
delicious,
that honey-baked ham? Honey-baked ham salad is amazing.
Well, now we're getting hungry. Can we move on?
Okay.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What do you got over there?
The world's first robotic exotic dancers will begin performing in Las Vegas.
Robotic exotic.
That's right. Stripper robots.
Why?
A strip club called Sapphire announced its plans to debut a pair of animatronic strippers during a preview party Monday night, that would be tonight, for this year's International Consumer Electronics Show. The venue said on its website, quote, "These days, it seems robots can do anything from vacuuming the floor to exploring another planet to building a car or defusing a bomb. But now the game has changed, as a robot has been developed strictly for one's personal entertainment." The robots, you want to take a guess at what their names are, Joshy?
I don't know.
Rosie?
Are they famous? How many famous? Wait, hang on a second. Don't say, Christy.
Ivana? Ivana Hump-a-Lot?
Well, who are the most famous robots? You've got the...
Rosie, the Jetsons.
Jetsons. Right. What was the one called in Lost in Space?
The Danger Will Robinson guy?
Yeah, that guy. Did he have a name?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
Okay.
Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Johnny Five is alive.
Well, the most famous one, obviously, would be who's the one in Star Wars? There's two in Star Wars.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-DD and Triple CPU were brought in from London for the event.
Oh, I see. I get it. Okay. So I would have gone with R2-D Cup.
Mm. Yeah.
What are they? R2, what is it now?
R2-DD and Triple CPU.
Instead of 3CPO?
Triple C.
Okay.
What do they look like? I want to see what they look like.
Yeah, are they like the sex dolls where they look
like women, or
are they just robots?
It just says.
I'm looking it up.
Rosie. Okay, I'm just looking it up here.
Like what you see, Mr. G?
Can you tip
them? I'm having a good time here at the club.
Oh, Mr. J.
Can you tip the robots?
Yeah, Mr. J.
You tuck a.
Yeah.
Probably tuck a Bitcoin. Something. I tucked Ripple. Any of the cyber stuff going out there?
No, they're oh my god.
Oh, they look just like robots.
They don't even have heads. They have like a
security camera, it looks like.
The sad thing is there's some guy out there that this is the biggest
Yes.
Oh my god.
There's a robot that
can't believe it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
It's pretty hideous.
Wow.
In the champagne room they keep rice.
In case they need to put her head in there.
It's like your iPhone.
Yeah.
Don't spill a drink on her.
If the stripper gets wet, you've got to heave her into a bag of rice. By the way, that works. Just as a little side note. Not that I know someone that dropped their phone in the
room. You know, chick, there's nothing sexier than a robot bending down and whispering in your ear, oil can. Oil can.
They show them in this picture on a stripper pole.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. For an extra $5, I'll let you plug in my USB port.
Do you like my boobs?
They don't have boobs, do they?
Well, they do, but they're
kind of... Do you like where my boobs should be?
Here you go.
These are the robot strippers. Let me see the picture you've got.
Okay, wait. Here's the video.
Okay. It's disgusting.
Do you enjoy my buttocks?
No, it's really hideous. It looks like a mannequin doing pelvic thrusts in your face.
Oh.
It's hideous.
So there is... But they're...
No, but they have a semi-authentic...
they do?
...genitalia areas and breasts.
Oh, look at it. It's so... so dumb.
Very unattractive.
Yes.
Now, you know what's attractive in the world of robotics?
Oh, my gosh. What?
The Chuck E. Cheese band.
Oh, yeah. That really gets to
when
me.
When the ladies would see the Chuck E. Cheese band, sadly, they're gone. But
when I would go in there,
we're going to come right back. And maybe you're enjoying a cup of coffee, but Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to give yourself an enema with it. I'll tell you why when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.